I translate for you, my brother, all my speech that I said to you. In general, the conclusion of this speech, akhi, the claim of the brother that I heard his audio is more general than how it's supposed to be. Means it's a wrong fatwa when you make a general statement in a situation that's supposed to be specific. And this could cause for your fatwa to be rejected. Why is that? Because your fatwa could be understood by different ways, because you make a general statement in a situation that need to specify it, not to make a general. So, and the evidence of the mistake in his statements and his speech, this man, وَفَقَهُ اللَّهُ هَدَى, he legalized in general for people, whoever will ask for someone else, he's allowed, and whoever will ask for himself, he's not allowed. This kind of statement is actually is conflicting with a lot of things. This understanding is too general and conflicting with things. I'm sure that the brother himself doesn't agree with it. To show you that this statement is more than it's general, more than what it deserves. My dear brother, not in every situation when the person asks for himself is illegal. We have an authentic narration from the Sunnah, Hadith Qabisa radiallahu ta'ala in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ legalized for the person to ask for himself if he is among the three categories that we mentioned in the Hadith. Or, not every situation that the person asks for someone else is legal, because it's a fact in reality that we know lots of people among this kind of organizations that they use this kind of a method and way to eat the forbidden money, to eat the haram money. This is a fact and is in front of us, and I'm sure the brother and others, they don't deny this. So make your fatwa more specific and more clear. Our issue is regarding making this method and this way, climbing money, to always with a routine way to donate to others and asking for charities. This situation and this method, who legalized it for you and who said to you it's among the da'wah? Where is your specific dalil that can prove this method of da'wah? If you said about helping people, no one rejecting and denying and conflicting with helping people, but supposed to be with the right way, not with the way that innovating in the deen or the way that humiliating the da'wah in the deen. The brother used that hadith al-Jarir, Sahih Muslim. That one day the Prophet ﷺ was in the masjid and people from Mudar, they came. Mudar is a big tribe among the Arab, big tribe, massive tribe. Quraysh, all Quraysh go back to Mudar, is a big tribe. So some of those people, they came to the Prophet ﷺ as a guest to know about the Islam and to learn their religion. And from their cloth, they look like very poor people. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw them, he feels sad and he feels changed. So he stand alayhi salatu wasalam, asking people to help them. When that happened, the Prophet ﷺ, he asked whoever have dinar, dirham, food, cloth, everyone according to his ability. So everybody tried to help until it became in front of the Prophet ﷺ like two big mountains in the masjid from food and from cloth. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سن في الإسلام سنة فله أجر وأجر من عمله يوم القيامة ومن سن في الإسلام سنة سيئة فله إزرها وإزر من عمل بها يوم القيامة. الحديث صحيح مسلم. This hadith show us that a specific scenario, don't make it general until you can compare any situation of sadaqat with it. You cannot understand the sunnah of the Prophet by this way and you cannot apply it by this way, because this way you cause for yourself to misunderstand and for others to misunderstand. This is the best description for the situation if we have a good one on our brothers. Otherwise, it's really misguidance, because when you make a hadith that's specific, too general, to legalize every situation that it's, you think that is similar to it, you will drop yourself and others in really hardship, in a dangerous way. This hadith clearly shows us that the man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw those people in front of him in need, so he asked someone to help them. So the company, they came and they helped him according to the ability. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, the company is there, and those newcomers there also. So everything happened between them. Our situation is different. We don't know we pay to who. And those people who they are in the middle between us, actually we don't know they are trustworthy or no. They're going to eat from this money or they're going to deliver it like how we want. Most of cases like this. Your question, your answer could be suitable and correct if we ask specifically about a trustworthy brothers that we know. They're going to deliver the money exactly to those people who they are in need. And those people who they are in need, they need this money to survive. And we are the people, that who could help in it. We are in this kind of situation. Specific situation, you can compare it with this hadith. Otherwise, don't make it to legalize every single situation of charity. It's too general. Your statement is too general, but the hadith is too specific. Same thing, we are conflicting with those people who they make it like a job, like a career. It's like a routine behavior for them. The hadith doesn't legalize that. And among, from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his birth, he doesn't do it always and always and always, go on and go on and go on. Always, whenever he knows that someone that is in need, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked to support, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to pay him. That wasn't the behavior of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's in a specific scenarios, in a specific situations, it's needed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked for it. How many ahadith we have that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew about those people they are need? The Prophet, he asked them to go and to search for the means to survive. Like I said, my dear brothers, the statement of the brother, it's too general, and the evidence that he used is too specific, and in between them we have correct understanding and misunderstanding. We don't conflict and reject supporting your brothers. Help them and help the Muslims. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. For sure, we encourage and we support the Muslims to support each other. المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. هذا بمسلم الصحيحين. Absolutely, we support each other like one hand, like one body, but with the right way, without taking advantage of the Muslims, without humiliating the da'wah, without destroying the reputation of the callers to Allah Ta'ala and the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. Became a place to collect money and take advantage of general Muslims. Ittaqullah, the haq is in between. We don't reject of you collecting charity for those people who they are in need if the scenario exactly like how it is in the hadith. But we reject with those, we are fighting and against those people who they use this kind of a hadith to satisfy their own desires and to take advantage of others. صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله فيك.